The 29th of August, 2023, a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. We were eager to hand over to you not only the good news, but our whole lives. You know, my brothers, that our visit to you has not proved ineffectual. We had, as you know, been given rough treatment and been grossly insulted at Philippi. And it was our God who gave us the courage to proclaim his good news to you in the face of great opposition. We have not taken to preaching because we are deluded or immoral or trying to deceive anyone. It was God who decided we were fit to be entrusted with the good news. And when we are speaking, we are not trying to please men, but God, who can read our inmost thoughts. You know very well, and we can swear it before God, that never at any time have our speeches been simply flattery or a cover for trying to get money, nor have we ever looked for any special honour from men, either from you or anybody else, when we could have imposed ourselves on you with full weight as apostles of Christ. Instead, we were unassuming, like a mother feeding and looking after her own children. We felt so devoted and protective towards you, and had come to love you so much, that we were eager to hand over to you not only the good news, but our whole lives as well. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. Stand up and tell them all I command you. Do not be dismayed at their presence. The word of the Lord was addressed to me, saying, brace yourself for action. Stand up and tell them all I command you. Do not be dismayed at their presence, or in their presence I will make you dismayed. I, for my part, today will make you into a fortified city, a pillar of iron and a wall of bronze to confront all this land, the kings of Judah, its princes, its priests, and the country people. They will fight against you, but shall not overcome you, for I am with you to deliver you. It is the Lord who speaks. The word of the Lord.